Hello, everyone! Today is like our fifth episode, so that means we made it four full episodes before we had to have a best of. Now, the reason we're having a best of today is because Sarah and Lucas and AJ are all out of town. Now, that's not saying that me and Whitney couldn't have came in here and did an awesome show, but it might have been slightly boring. So I decided to just wait, and we're going to do an awesome show next week. You know why it's going to be awesome? Because I'm going to be here, Whitney's going to be here, Sarah's going to be here, Lucas is going to be here, AJ's going to be here, and so is Matthew, live in studio. Now, I know we called Matt, and it kind of sucked. But that's because Matt kind of gets distracted when he's on the phone, but he is good in studio. And he will be here live in the flesh next week. Now, I said we're going to have a best of. This best of isn't going to be the best of what you've heard. Because when you've only done four episodes, it's going to be kind of boring to just hear, you know, the first, you know, segments from the first four episodes. Because, you know, you just heard those recently, within the last month. So, because we changed formats to do this show, I had everybody who's on the show practice with me on shows all throughout the month of June. We did a show every week in June that we did not release, and the ones we recorded in July, we started releasing. So we have like two or three unused episodes, and I'm going to grab good segments out of those episodes and throw them into the best of. That way, you will have a best of segments that you have never heard. That way you won't be so bored. It won't actually be live, but at least it won't be old. It'll be new content. So, I just want to mention before we get to the best of that the summer prizes is going on right now. Don't forget that. Because the summer prizes, next week, we're going to play back the tapes from Lucas's survey. It went very well and it's very hilarious. Also next week, we're going to give a preview of some of the rap lyrics that people have sent in. Now, I've got a bunch of emails this week from people who've been saying, well, you haven't actually ever announced what prize you're going to give away. That's true. The person who wrote this survey already knows they're getting a prize. They're going to get $250. That's a big prize. That's a lot of money. Now, people who wrote in the rap contest, since Duo launched Monday, Duo members, which some of these people are who are submitting stuff, I announced when Duo launched that Duo members would get double the prize money if they win. So, like, say, for instance, I say $250 for the best rap lyric. If you're a Duo member and you win, you get $500. How beautiful is that? So, be sure to keep sending in your rap lyrics. The deadline is not until next Saturday, where we're going to announce a new contest. And next Saturday, me and Lucas are going to have to look over the lyrics that probably won, or at least, you know, we're some of the best, and we're going to have to start thinking about how we're going to rap those. And that should be fun, so you don't want to miss that. So let's get right into the best of. The best of this time is from one of the first episodes we ever did, so you're going to have to kind of ignore the quality because the studio isn't as good sounding as it is right now. But this is the first time that we played the DVD game. Since, you know, we weren't really doing a real show because I wasn't planning on releasing these episodes, I didn't do show prep as well as I do now. And so basically I used the DVDs that I owned and just covered them with a paper towel so the people couldn't see the actors and the title. So it kind of doesn't work out too well. And then after that, in lieu of Matt coming next week, Sarah gives Matt a message about him being in Mississippi and how he needs to come home. Well, I tell him to stay there. And then after that, you'll come back, I will greet you, and we will have more best of. So let's get into it right now. Okay. The DVD game. All right, are we ready for this?
Yep.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the back of a DVD, okay, without the names of the actors.
All right.
And you guys, based on the description, are going to have to guess the DVD.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So, do we get to go in turns?
No, it's whoever gets it first. So I'm going to read it out loud, and you guys have to guess what DVD it is, okay?
All right.
Can we raise our hands?
No, you just have to shout it out. Shout it out is the best for radio, because people can't see you. Raise your hands. Okay, anyway, here we go. First movie. Academy Award winners blank and the sexy blank ride in an unstoppable wave of speed and adrenaline in this hot, edgy...
Gone in 60 seconds.
She got it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
She got it. You knew that you were going to win.
Had to give her one of these dings here. Okay, she got it right. Congratulations, Whitney. All right, let me get the next movie here.
Oh, he actually pulled DVDs out of his. Oh, so they're DVDs.
No, they're not all I have. No, that's not true. No, that's not. I'm not lying.
He's lying to confuse me.
I'm not lying. Lucas is being retarded. All right.
Yes, I am.
For blank, life was about enjoying everything women could offer. One night at a time. From wealthy widows with a taste for younger men to his single mom girlfriend, blank had it all.
Oh, Jude Law movie.
That's
Alfie.
Very specific. All right, Sarah got another one.
Yes.
Congratulations, Sarah. She finally got one. So, Lucas, you
that
are now in the.
Movie.
You are now
I
losing.
Love that movie.
If you don't read any Asian movies, I'm not going to get it.
Piece of European. But
I like how it was a sad ending. Cause
quit looking, Lucas. Lucas cheated. Lucas has been disqualified from the game.
I actually just saw the title of the name because the paper towel moved.
All right, Sarah, let's see if you can do this.
I already saw it too. I was going to.
You were not going to say anything.
What movie is it?
Yeah, right, Lucas. Right. Quit looking. Everybody close their eyes. Their eyes closed?
Yes.
No, sir. Sarah's cheating. Sarah's cheating. I can see your eyes open.
Okay, you can open your eyes now.
Sarah's eyes are closed.
All right. This is going to be hard.
How would you know?
If the intern cheats again, let's punish him.
Yes.
Okay, we will.
Shackles. I didn't cheat.
Popular Shackles. Action star blank leads an ensemble cast as a group of young archaeologists who confront the intrigue and perils of
the
time
mummy?
Travel in blank.
Oh.
An unforgettable thrill ride directed by blank. And based on the best-selling novel by blank.
Timeline?
Yes.
Yes.
I've never seen that movie.
These are all movies that you have. You're lying to me.
No. This last one, I promise, is not in my case.
But so is the movie that we've rented?
Nope.
He's lying.
All right. You ready?
Okay.
Lucas is cheating.
I didn't see it.
Lucas can't see it.
Gosh.
But this one's going to be easy. You guys should get this one right away. Imagine that there are parallel universes. You guys should get it off that first sentence. Imagine that someone has escaped one and is roaming the streets of your city.
The one?
Yep, Sarah got it.
Yes, I win the game!
I can't believe I got Timeline. I've actually never seen Timeline.
I've never seen the one.
Yeah, he just saw the title of it, that's all.
No, I didn't.
Cheater.
No, I did not.
Dirty.
No,
dirty
I did not.
Cheater.
I did
Punish
not.
Punish the intern.
I'm so excited that I won. I didn't expect that.
Congratulations for you, Sarah.
Next week
we're going to have more harder movies. These I just grabbed off the shelf because I thought we would experiment with it and see how it goes. Do you think we should do that again?
Yes,
I do like that. I thoroughly enjoy that.
Okay, I have to tell you guys something. Last night, this is how he tell you and Malachi about this? Seth started at random intervals playing that song.
Like when someone would walk into a very creepy room, they'd be like,
well, there's this one great part where it started showing it at the feet first, and so it just showed the girl's like foot in her little Asian schoolgirl outfit.
Oh,
and you started playing the song, and it was amazing.
It was very funny.
Like, anytime anybody put their hand on somebody else, you started playing the song. It was great.
It was very funny. But that's that. So that's all the material we have planned for today's show.
Woo!
So does anyone have anything else they want to do while we're here?
I really don't. I'm so sorry.
Now, I don't know if Matt is on the line. If it's not Matt, then I hope it's not Matt's mom, because she scares me. Hello? Hello? Oh, it must have been Matt's voicemail. I think we're on Matt's voicemail right now.
Okay. This is Matt's voicemail. He has a large tail, and it's really fat and gross, and he walks like a snail.
I'm pretty sure the snails don't walk.
I thought we had to involve Matt somehow in this episode, so... This is Matt's
Montana
voice.
Matt is cool.
You are stupid, and you should come back to Wichita, because I miss you.
Mississippi sucks.
How do you miss Matt?
Because he's my amazing
retarded
homophobic friend.
Homophobic, huh?
Yes, he is. He's traumatized by the fact that he just makes himself available to be raped by men all the time. And I kind of miss him because he's so much fun to make fun of. And I was remembering the other day about
how
he used to have this really awesome truck, and he'd drive me and Seth around, and we'd make out the whole time and ignore him. He still loved us. He still cared about us. He still drove us around, even though he'd almost kill us on a daily basis by getting into wrecks or driving like 90 miles over the speed limit.
And
I miss him because those were good days. And now he has a girlfriend and all he wants to do is give her dirty massages. But I still miss him.
Oh, that's so disturbing.
He's still
disturbing.
Part of my life.
That's so disturbing.
He's still part of my life. Okay? And I hope that he comes back soon because I know that his family makes him really depressed. And so I miss you, Matt. Come back home.
Come back home. Where we are.
That was beautiful.
I know.
All right, Matt. Well, there's that. I want you to stay there. I'm sick of you. All right. Welcome back. Thanks for sticking through that 5-minute best of segment there. Now, to pay you back for that short best of, because, you know, 5 minutes is all I could get out of that episode that was good. No, I'm just joking. That's just 5 minutes of a good segment. I'm going to pay you, like, a 20-minute segment now. All right? This segment involves us talking about cereal, milk, old men, and, of course, my birthday celebration. Because my birthday's in June, and so we had to have a show to celebrate my birthday. Of course, just to show that I'm not an egotistical maniac. As you know, I did not release that episode, but it wasn't because it wasn't good. So here it is in the best of, my birthday celebration and a discussion about cereal, right here on the show.
I want Captain Crunch.
I like peanut butter Captain Crunch.
I like the peanut butter Captain Crunch
also.
Yeah,
that's my favorite. Mm-hmm.
Have anybody ever ate cereal with chocolate milk?
That's disgusting.
I really want to try that. But
ooh,
it's like chocolate milk and like cocoa pebbles.
Hey, it can't be the creamy chocolate milk because that's just weird. But if it's like the...
Okay, hold on. We got to stop the show. Lucas had had creamy chocolate milk before. Who in this room, by show of hands, has ever had creamy chocolate milk?
What brand was it called?
Like, it was like the...
Cream of the
Yoo-hoo.
Corn or something.
No, it was the one that... It was the kind that
I've never
you
had Yoo-hoo.
It's the kind that you get.
Yoo-hoo's just
mine
like...
Mine is not creamy.
Yahoo!
Okay, so what's the opposite of creamy? Like chunky?
Okay, because I... Okay.
You want just like disgusting. Chunky chocolate milk?
No, creamy, well, and then there's just regular, which tastes like exactly like...
No one has any idea what he's talking about. He's inventing this creamy chocolate milk.
I've had...
I feel upset.
I've had chocolate milk before. It was Borden, and it basically tastes like pure ice cream that they melted. It was really good. It was chocolate milk. So you're talking about the Borden. That's with the cow on it.
Yeah.
I don't.
So yeah.
Anything with a cow on it, I'm drinking. Lando Lakes.
So yeah, it literally is. That's a creamy milk.
Captain Cow.
I love all the brands we're mentioning. We should get paid.
We should. Mm-hmm. I would love to get paid like Lando Lakes.
But I don't like drinking chocolate milk.
And this segment's sponsor is Lando Lakes Margarine. The best margarine ever.
Ever.
And then we go outside the studio and there's a huge crate full of margarine. We make Lucas eat it for a bit on the show. How much margarine can Lucas eat? Let's try it.
I'm not doing that.
Kathleen, you were saying something?
I was just saying that when they make the chocolate milk, like in the cartons, they use all the leftover milk that like has the blood and everything else in it to make the chocolate
milk.
Okay,
hold on.
That's disgusting.
No blood comes out of the udders unless there's seriously something wrong with the cow.
Well,
the cow
whatever, must be dying. They use all like the leftover milk that's not good enough to be in the regular milk to make the chocolate milk.
Ew.
So.
Oh, that's cool.
That's why I don't drink it.
And I'm never drinking chocolate milk again.
For sure. I don't think that's true, Kathleen.
Ooh, I have vegetarian cousins that have their cereal with orange juice.
Ew.
I know.
That's kind of gross.
We have cousins that do that.
Okay.
I did not know that.
Have cousins that have beards too, Lucas. Did you know that?
Have you seen the Skittles commercial with the old man that's getting milked and he's eating sour Skittles?
Oh my gosh.
No, literally. How they attach the udder suckers to the cow? Okay.
Oh my
gosh. They've attached it to this old man and they just show it on his belly and stuff, okay? They show it on his belly and on his chest. And the guy goes, "Why is my milk sour?" And the guy goes, the old man goes, "I don't know." And he goes, "Maybe it's something you're eating." So he flips it off and he goes, "Now why would you say that?" He goes, "I'm just saying, maybe if you stop eating the sour Skittles, my milk wouldn't be sour." And he goes, "Well, that's a risk I'm willing to take." And he flips it back on and he keeps, you know, they show that it's like, you know, you hear that nasty nasty sucking sound.
And it's like an 80-year-old guy?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Ew.
I'm seriously frightened by the commercial. It's so gross.
That would be
they're
gross.
Not milking him. They're like sucking old man juice.
No, seriously,
from
we need you guys need to watch TV sometime and see that.
That is exactly the reason I do not watch TV. Yeah. I watch plenty of TV. I just get it off the internet legally without commercials.
You need to find it on the internet and just look at it. Because
sure, it's on YouTube.
It is so gross.
It's legal.
So gross.
What's legal?
The TV that you get off.
It is. I pay a lot of money for it. $2 a show.
Right.
It's true. All right. Well, if we're done, how did we get on the topic of milk and then end up with milking old men?
I don't even know.
It was
Seth's birthday.
Eating the cereal chocolate milk. Oh, I've seen her. I have. There's a girl at my school that did that once. She was pretty gross.
She milked herself?
No.
Sorry, I kind of spaced out.
Oh my God.
Towards the end of that conversation.
No. I was there for that. It was pretty cool.
No, she ate cereal chocolate milk because all the plain milk was out.
So oh.
She said it was kind of gross. She all had right. Lucky Charms of chocolate milk.
Okay. That wouldn't be too tasty.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I brought up that. Anyway, it's my birthday, and I'm excited to open my presents, and everybody else is excited to eat cake.
I'm excited
for you to open your present for
yes,
me.
Yes, Kathleen is very proud of the present that she got me. Yeah. So without further ado, let's move on to my birthday.
Birdie bash.
Yes. None of you guys can hear this music. Let me turn it up the music real quick so you and you guys can hear what I'm playing here. How
yay,
cool is that?
Birdie bash.
All right, so that's all playing in the background. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and get started here.
I feel like with that take song, I should be like,
Whitney and Sarah have already given me their presents. Whitney gave me cash, which is what something I desperately need to finance things for the studio here. And, Sarah has given me lots of junk.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was so... I don't know. That was a wonderful way to thank me.
You're
and
welcome.
I really appreciate the gratitude and the mentioning of the
song. So, Sarah, what'd you get Seth?
Spent, you know, hours planning.
Sarah, what'd you
this
get?
Song is getting... I've never listened to the song this way in.
Seth.
It's like something weird going
Seth,
on.
What'd you
song.
Get from Sarah?
I got a movie and a book thing.
What movie?
The Science of Sleep.
What do you mean by book thing?
A book thing that you made me.
Explain that.
I didn't know how detailed you want me to get. I didn't know if you were like embarrassed and such.
No.
What is
I want everyone to know.
I've never heard of that.
It's a book that has pictures of me and you in it with poems inside.
That's beautiful. There. Now continue. What else did I get you?
A flower. A
that's
cake,
not true.
Some Pepsi.
I did get you a cake. I did get you some Pepsi.
Some unmentionables.
Pepsi.
No, we didn't get any of those.
Yes, we did.
That's what you wanted. That's
no,
what I didn't
like
provide.
Not dirty unmentionables. I mean stuff that I can't mention because I can't remember. Okay.
There were two things you could wear.
Oh my goodness. We're moving on. I really want to open Kathleen's present because she's so proud
here's
of it.
Here's the card.
She's handing
first.
Me the card first. This card is thicker than like Jesus.
My God.
It sounded quite inappropriate, actually.
We need a letter opener of some kind.
I'll give you my letter opener.
I'm going to use an actual studio equipment cord that I would use to hook up a microphone.
Yes.
While you're opening your card, I'm going to tell the world
that's
the
late.
Rest of the presents I bought you since you don't care enough to mention them. And I'm proud of the gifts that I bought you. Dang it.
Okay. Tell me.
Alright, I got him a Maneki Neko.
Oh, that was for my birthday?
Yes, you dingbat.
Sorry.
That was ding a little bat. Chinese
oh my
kitty.
Yeah, good
oh
luck,
my
cat.
Okay, I just opened this card. The front of this card, okay, just to show everybody in the studio. Okay, it has a chick sitting on a throne. All right, I gotta start the music over. And it says, "Hey, birthday queen, here are some things you can do to make your big day fabulous." All right, it's really thick card. And then Kathleen wrote inside. Now, should I read what you wrote first or read this side?
It doesn't matter.
All right, now I'm scared to press this button because it'll probably play a musical tone. It says, "Pick up the phone and call in sick." I've done that. Have a girls' night out.
Done that.
But
you do that like every night of your life.
Just don't end up on Girls on Wild. I do. That's very true. Wear your sexiest outfit and get free drinks. That I've not done, but Sarah has.
That's true.
Go shopping and max out your credit card. I'm loaded. I don't need a credit card. Offer frou-frou umbrella drinks all night. I'm not old enough to drink, dang it. Three words. Full body massage every night.
By me.
Horatio comes over. Lathers me up with oil. We're not going to talk about that anymore.
And you don't want to know who Horatio is.
Order every dessert on the menu. I've done that for Sarah. And get lots of gifts, even if you buy them yourself. That's
yes,
very true.
That's
And then Kathleen wrote, "Congratulations, birthday queen," with a giant smiley face, and she signed it. It's inside here. All right, I'm gonna press this button. Is this play music? Is that what this does?
I don't know. I think it like blinks down into all the different choices that it said you can do for your birthday, and it picks one for you.
I don't know if we can hear this.
I don't know.
Look.
What did it tell you to do? It's blinking.
It's blinking. It lit up a lot, and then it played tone. I don't know if we got that tone.
It got the second from the top.
Which one did it pick for you?
Which one did it pick?
Second from the top.
Oh, it picked one?
Yeah, it picks you one.
Oh, well, the last light to light up was where your sexiest outfit gets free drinks. Oh, so it's like, oh, I get it. It's like a roulette thing. Okay, Lucas, what are you going to do? Let's see here.
Okay.
Let's play the roulette wheel. Not working again. There we go. Okay. It worked. It landed on three words. Full body massage for Lucas.
All right.
Nice. All right. Who else wants to know what their fortune is from the magical card?
Let's all get one.
All right, Kathleen, you're next.
All right.
Go shopping and max out your credit card.
I've already done that.
All right, Sarah, you're next.
All right, bring it on, birthday queen. I look more drag than you.
Order frou-frou umbrella drinks all night.
Umbrella drinks?
Yes, umbrella drinks.
Under my umbrella.
Yeah,
Ella,
your umbrella.
Ella. Hey.
I would love one of those.
Okay.
If I Whitney, you're next. Old enough.
Uh-oh.
Magical card is picking. What will Whitney have to do tonight? At 12:23 p.m. Get lots of gifts.
Oh,
yes.
I'll give you the gift of my love.
Well, thank you very much for the card. And here comes my present. It's in a brutifully wrapped. What is this bag?
It's not wrapped. It's in a bag.
That's right. Wah. It's in a basket.
Hey, it sounds like a giraffe is dying. I'm going to go check.
It's in a white bag and it's got green stuff on it.
Green
there's
stuff.
A, there's a, oh, my goodness. Kathleen got me Mario Party for Wii. Kathleen, this is like something I can't say on the air. It requires for this. Sarah, this is better than all your presents.
Oh,
I'm just joking.
I think I'm gonna leave now.
I'm just joking. So your
I think I left the receipt in there.
It's all right. I'm sure it was like I won't look. I won't look.
You got Paper Mario. You didn't get Super Mario.
Whatever, man.
Actually,
man, are you gonna criticize everything I say all night long?
Everything.
Intern, shut up.
Slap him, Whitney. Go over there and slap him. Teach him a lesson.
Oh, you know, Seth. You didn't get me anything for my birthday.
That's right, because I'm still going to get you something.
Yeah, right.
Dun, fine. Dun,
dun. Like, you're still going to get me something for Christmas?
No, I'm not getting you anything for Christmas. You know why? Because we both agreed not to get each other anything for Christmas.
You should know it's a lie.
We cannot both just say, okay, let's not get anything for Christmas, and then you run out to Walmart and buy a car for me. Be like, all right, now you owe me a plane.
That's because I'm a better person.
No.
This is kind of embarrassing.
Just kind of.
Anyway, moving on. Where are we at?
I'm scared now.
I got awesome presents from Sarah, Whitney, and Kathleen. You know what?
What about from me?
What did you get me?
Me?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what did you get me?
My time and my love and my help with production.
That doesn't sound like a very nice gift.
I don't know.
Sounds like we need to leave.
I'm thinking that Lucas needs to do something for my birthday to entertain me.
Don't I also owe you?
He could give himself a full body massage. I would pay good money to see him massage his own back.
But the beauty of it is that you don't have to pay good money because I can just ask for it for my birthday.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right. Lucas, give yourself a full body massage in Sarah's honor.
Dude. This is so wrong.
But we can do it after the show because it would be bad for radio.
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, do we want to do the cake now?
Sarah, go get the cake.
I don't know. You better go get it yourself since nothing I got you was very good.
All right.
Oops.
Lucas, cake.
Go, intern.
Dang
go.
It.
Who wants cake, I guess?
Just bring the cake in here. Are you guys going to like light candles and stuff on it?
I'm going to go get the cake. Jeez.
Okay.
Give me water. Two, please.
Get your own water.
I don't want to leave.
Intern, get your fat butt up and go get your own
but
water.
But she's my sister and she owes me.
It doesn't
me
matter. You're intern. You're slave.
That's right. We may not many of you people know, but Lucas is actually morbidly obese.
Yes.
I'm really scared. Just
what was
so
that
saying?
Really
the cake hot is perspiring.
Oh, it's sweating a little bit.
You're sweating.
It's sweating? The cake is sweating.
Are you sure that's not from like the rain? Because it's extremely rainy. It's extremely rainy outside.
It's been raining for like 900 days.
Oh, it's not the rain. The cake's just wet.
Oh my.
Lucas, stop making that noise now.
I'm sorry.
Shut up, intern.
Let's just wait a little bit while Sarah takes time with getting the cake here.
Get free movies. And free movie posters. And I get to see the movies a week before they come out in stores.
I find that so amazing.
So we can have parties and watch movies first.
I went to Shadow's house up in there in Paola.
Up in there in Paola.
And because he works at Blockbuster,
yeah,
you know, he gets tons of movies. He had like the shelf for his parents. His parents had like this big, huge, nice movie theater
thing. Thank you, sir. It's beautiful.
And they had
cake
this huge shelf from like the ceiling to the floor, completely arrayed in every DVD you could ever want.
Oh my gosh.
It was amazing.
That is
sweet. I was just like, I want that.
I'm sure he gets them for free.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure that's he does.
Sweet. Yeah, and then of course he has his own DVD collection, and that's a pretty good collection
so
far.
That's ridiculous. And well, we got the cake. Thank you, Sarah, for getting us the cake.
You're
Sarah made this cake.
It looks
with
wonderful
my own sweat and love.
I don't think I want it anymore if you sweat in it. And no offense to you, but
the title of this cake, in case anybody wants, you know, to
thanks
get
for the
recipe.
Sarah, it was good.
The name of this cake is my, what was it, Kathleen?
Rainbow Sparkle Cake of
my
Love.
My Rainbow Sparkle Cake of Love.
Wow, that sounds very exciting.
It is amazing, and it makes a rainbow shoot out of your mouth. And a little leprechaun come and dance on your shoulder. And you get a pot of gold. At least that's how it makes you feel.
That seems very strange. Wow.
Does he say, like, Blarney and stuff like that?
Did you try to catch him?
No, because he's your best friend and he never leaves you ever.
I would punch a leprechaun. I've ever saw a leprechaun. What are you doing in my house? I just like start laying it on him.
He'd bite your knuckles off.
I don't care. He wouldn't have teeth.
And then he wouldn't give you gold.
His teeth melt off from all the booze. All
right, let's sing happy birthday.
All right. Sing happy birthday.
One,
all right. Lucas
two
is leaving. What's Lucas doing right
one
now?
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Seth. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. I
love that they were all girls singing except for Lucas, and Lucas sounded like more of a woman than any of us.
All right, welcome back, guys. Thanks for sticking around. You're listening to the best of stuff you've never heard of in the best of this week. Now, I promise I will try my hardest to very rarely have best ofs, but I believe that when you run a podcast, it's kind of unacceptable to just take a vacation and then be like, well, let's just not do an episode, because listeners need stuff to listen to. I understand that. I have a job. I need stuff to listen to. And so I understand that you guys also need stuff to listen to. So, coming up next, we have three segments. They're kind of chopped together, but they're good segments and they flow pretty well. The first one is right after we got back from seeing Ratatouille the first time on opening night, we sat down and we recorded a show. We reviewed Ratatouille, and that review's in here. And then also, the first time that Sarah had a Harry Potter minute is also in here, and it's actually only a minute long, which is pretty funny to see Sarah's reaction to that. And me and Lucas, that's how old this episode is, back on June 29th, went to the iPhone lines at 6 o'clock to see if anyone was waiting in line, and well, we recorded and gauged people's reactions, and those tapes are also on this best of. So that's all coming up. Remember, Summer of Prizes is going on right now, and you can win
$500 if you win both contests. Or you can win $250 doing each contest. Or you can win $500 in each contest if you're a Duo member. You technically have a chance of winning $1,000. Check that out. Anyway, so be sure to send in your applications for the best rap lyrics that me and Luke is going to do on the air, because that's going to be a funny segment. Because, you know, most people don't know this, but I have a lot of rhythm, and I can rap like a madman. Lucas, however, he's terrible at it. Just go watch a show called Where It's At, and you'll understand what I mean. But anyway, so thanks for listening to the best of. Here's our review of Ratatouille, Sarah's Harry Potter 1 minute, and the iPhone tapes.
It was the cutest movie about rodents I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's very cute.
It was pretty good.
I seriously am considering taking my sister to go see it.
It's very good. It was very good. It was just like all... It's exactly what you expect from Pixar. It's great for adults, and it's great for kids. The animation and the sound is amazing, as always.
Yep.
Also, it was the only rated G movie that I've actually enjoyed pretty much in my entire life.
What about all the other?
You like Pocahontas?
Yeah, Pocahontas.
Are those rated G? Like half of the Disney movies are PG though.
What about Meet the Robinsons?
I don't watch that crap.
I went to go see that in the drive-in, and it was okay. I really didn't care for it. I only liked the part when the dinosaur and the frog were both controlled by the guy's hat.
I never saw that movie.
It was funny then, and then it was just kind of, yeah, it's on type thing. Because we were at the drive, and we were busy. Because we had my sister, who is 3 years old, and my two younger cousins, who are 6 and 3 also, but the youngest one is a few months old. Younger than my sister, so we had all of them, had to deal with them while they were all freaking out and eating pizza and spazzing. Yeah.
So I bet it was an enjoyable movie and watching experience.
Yes and no. Those moments when they were screaming at each other just really stressed me out.
Yeah, I bet.
I would have picked one up and throw them across the room.
No, I will not do that, Lucas.
Yeah, then you go to jail for abusing
a
child.
For real. Everyone report me, and I'd be labeled as like a child abuser. No one would want to talk to me.
Be like, hey, suck it up. I'm her
sister. So everyone should say their favorite thing about Ratatouille.
Okay. Who wants to start? Sarah, you start.
All right, I'll start. The movie was so good, because for those of you that don't know what it's about a rat that can cook and is an amazing chef. And usually, you know, it's disgusting because rats have like diseases and stuff like that. But this rat is an amazing chef. And watching the movie actually made me very, very hungry. Now, probably that was because I hadn't eaten this evening.
Yeah.
But the food looked real. Like, the animation from Pixar is amazing. It's spectacular, and
it's
that's
great.
What I liked
about it. I loved it because, like, all the characters, they weren't... Like, the brilliance of Pixar is they don't try to make everything lifelike. Like, the backdrops, the backgrounds, the props, like, the food and, like, the periscape looked real. All that looked real. But the humans were kind of plastic looking. Like they weren't, but they
yeah,
didn't
they had,
look
like, the gigantic.
They
noses,
looked like cartoons. Yeah, they're noses. Very stylized. And the rat looked more cartoonish than a rat, but he still looked like a rat. And that's the brilliance of Pixar, is that they don't try to make it so real that you go, well, we can obviously tell that's fake. And they don't make it so cartoony that it's like, well, that's not good. So I think that's what makes the movie so great. And then like the backdrops and like the lighting and the water effects were great. The short that started the movie was very awesome. It was very funny about aliens.
It was very funny.
Yes, it was.
That happened to me once.
Really? You were abducted by aliens?
Yeah, I woke up with a lot of bruises and I didn't know where they came from.
Oh.
Technically, that person was abducted by aliens.
What? That's true. He was almost abducted by aliens. Well, he was technically, he was in the ship for a little bit.
Yeah, but...
But then he just fell to Earth and almost died.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're going to spoil it for you. Hold on. All right, so I give Ratatouille... Based on the animation and sound alone, because I'm a technical type of guy, I give it 4 out of 5 shows. I just made up our rating scale.
Yes.
But that's what I give it. I love it. I loved it. It was great.
I give it an 8.9 out of 10.
Okay.
He just
Sarah,
switched the grading
What do you
scale.
Give it?
I'd give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay. Whitney, Kathleen. Whitleen. One of you two. Pick one.
Well, since Kathleen didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, Kathleen.
Yeah, thanks.
Rate it now. What we just said.
0.
Rate our review of it.
1. I would do the same, because I like the fact that the end of the show said 100% whatever digital.
Yeah,
whatever.
They didn't do any, like, motion capture.
I find that very interesting, and you know, since animation is really a lost art now, nobody's going to do that. I find that very, you know, that's very professional of them to actually use the art instead of using
it. It means they're very talented.
And I find that that's a true
artist. Like Gollum, which is like kind of like the staple of like computer animated. And even Jar Jar were all like motion captured.
Right.
So, I mean, it was a real human doing the acting with a computer generated shell wrapped around him. And this didn't happen in that movie. It was all hand drawn.
I find that that's like the true form of the art of computer animation.
And that's what gives it its charm is that it's not human like. Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful.
I love all the faces too, because I always think I see people's faces like that. It's intriguing.
Yeah, and there's like a lot of subtle humor that kids won't understand, and you know, like the jokes that the kids laugh at, the adults will laugh at too, and that's why it's great. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I am ready. I am cocked and loaded. I will shoot out my Harry Potter information here in a moment.
This is one of the more frightening things I've ever heard. Sarah's cocked and loaded and ready for Harry Potter.
That is how good Harry Potter
is. All right, Sarah,
me.
This is your Harry Potter minute. You have exactly 1 minute to go over everything that you can and want to about Harry Potter in the 1 minute. You are free to talk to anybody that is around here about your theories or other such crap. You understand?
You cannot use the word crap and Harry Potter in the same sentence.
I didn't.
Unless Harry Potter is not crap.
There's a distinct period in between the word crap and Harry Potter.
Right. Harry Potter
Except
is
in
not,
that
not, not crap.
But anyway, you start. Right now, we have 1 minute.
Okay, so I'm trying to get my costume ready for the movie / the final and last amazing book of Harry Potter, which I'm so psyched for, I cannot even explain to you right now. And there's this huge debate going on the internet, and I'm sort of been participating in it because I've come late into the Harry Potter fan club because my parents are sort of devout Christians and they believe that Harry Potter is... going to destroy this generation and it's going to produce the Antichrist and things like that. But anyways, I've been reading about what to wear because I want to dress up because I'm a really big nerd like that. And there's been this huge debate about whether or not Harry Potter and all of his friends wore actual uniforms at Hogwarts or whether or not they just wore magical robes.
Now, 10 seconds.
No, it's more than 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Fine, I'm going to wear a robe and a really hot dress underneath, and that's about it. I'm really depressed right now. I should have more than a minute.
The iPhone tapes. Lucas is destroying stuff over there in the corner of the studio.
Yeah, so how did that go?
Well, you're about to find out.
All right.
And Lucas went to the lines. All right? Make sure you guys can hear these clips.
Yeah.
I'm playing. Tell me if you can hear them. As soon as they play.
All right, so me and Lucas, the intern, we're driving in the car right now to go to the nearest AT&T store, which at the very present moment is at the mall. And at the mall, we're going to hopefully interview a few lovely chaps who are going to get an iPhone. And if there's no one there, then we're going to try two other AT&T stores in the vicinity, one over by... The TJ Maxx and stuff, and then the other one by the movie theater. But now we're going to the mall, so we'll talk to you when we get there.
So there is that.
All right, we are in the mall parking lot right now.
I'm playing the next clip. Oops. So, who wants to take bets on whether or not there was people at this singular store? AT&T store, whatever.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, from the way you're talking, I'll say no, there's no one.
Okay.
I'm going to say Wichita's not cool enough to have people waiting in line for an iPhone.
Maybe Wichita's not even cool enough to even carry the iPhone.
Now keep in mind, we went to three places, okay? This is the place in the mall. You guys know it. It's kind of a small place. It's not too large. So here's this place. As soon as we can play it. And the stupid mouse that I have. I've been using it too much. Now it like doesn't click anymore.
That sucks.
All right, we are in the mall parking lot right now. And there's no one outside the doors. The AT&T store is right inside the mall, so there's no one outside the mall doors right now. So the demand is either really, really low or there's no one here. No. Hopefully it'll be the former and not the latter. But going inside now.
Sucks. It doesn't look like anybody's in there.
There's no one here. It's like 5:15 right now and there's no one here. So I guess we'll try another one then, right?
Yes. Well, I guess we have to try the other one, okay.
All right, well, let's go to the next one. All right. We'll see you there.
So yeah.
That sucks.
There was no one at the mall.
Okay. Did you, like, go in the store to that even ask him if they were, like, carrying the iPhone or anything
if
like that?
If they were carrying them, there would have been people outside.
Okay.
We went, because we didn't want to go to get an iPhone. We wanted to go to interview him. So, if there's no one in line, we had to go to the next one because Ratatouille started at 7:40. We need to be there at, like, 6:15 to get there on time. And this was, and I didn't get off work till 5. So, this was, like, 5:30 that
we were doing this.
So, we went and saw no line. We left and went to another store.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Next clip. Are you guys ready for this one?
Yep.
Bring
what
it
do you
on.
Think? This you is the one over by like Party City. You guys know where this is. Over by like the TJ Maxx and stuff in that little strip mall. It's like, it's a bigger store than the one in the mall. Do you think they have them?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
All right. Let's see who's right.
So just driving by the store parking, there's no one, there's no line outside, and there's only like 4 old people inside. So I'm guessing that this place
FDD.
Doesn't. I'm guessing this place doesn't have iPhones either.
Oh my gosh, Wichita sucks.
Yeah, I think this is definitely a Wichita thing. I don't know. I think the one on 21st, which is the one by the theater, which is the last one we'll go to, is AT&T owned, and they're supposed to have 20 iPhones minimum. But I don't know that for sure, so maybe we'll be disappointed again.
Yes, probably. Because
but
Wichita sucks.
But we'll turn like poop into pudding with this bit or something.
We better.
So we'll see when we get there.
Bye.
All right, we're at the...
All right, did not mean to play the beginning of the fourth.
It was fun going everywhere and
so,
not seeing anybody.
So basically, I was right in saying that Wichita is crappy enough to not carry the
phone. We have one more store.
Oh.
Now, this one is AT&T owned. It is supposed to have 20 iPhones in stock.
So the other two that you visited before,
they're owned by separate affiliates. They carry the Singular things, but they are not owned by Singular itself, AT&T or whatever.
So I'm guessing if they even have iPhones, they're not going to have at least 20.
Yeah.
And they aren't going to have a line.
So
no.
Do you think that this store has people at it?
No.
It's the last
no.
store we went
no.
to, the biggest store on this side of town.
No.
Yay or nay?
No.
All right, we're at the AT&T store right now. At 21st, and we're going to go look inside. There appears to be some people here. Here's one guy. He's apparently from England, according to his accent, and here he is.
Good day, chaps. What's for dinner? I would like a pork.
How do you feel about waiting in line all this time for the iPhone? It's like 5:45 right now. How do you feel about waiting?
iPhone? What is the iPhone?
It's an amazing device that can make phone calls, and it's made by Apple.
I ain't heard nothing about that.
You like to grain into a southerner. We're lying. This is Lucas the intern.
I can't do the British accent.
There's no one here either.
I can't.
So apparently they're not selling them anywhere in Wichita.
No, because his
Wichita
accent
sucks.
Changed
apparently
from
Wichita
an Englishman
really
to a like, Hindu.
I know. I can't keep a British accent.
Apparently
for that long.
Not.
The first line was kind of good, and then after that,
I would like a pork.
What did you say? Good day, mate, or something.
Good day,
chaps. Good day, chaps.
When we rehearse that,
what's for dinner?
When we rehearse that, he goes, "Good day, chaps. Let's throw a shrimp on the barbie." I'm like, "That's Australian."
Actually, I said it was Australian.
That's one of our brilliant bits right there that we came up with.
That was good. What did you say?
There was no one there.
Chaps. I would like a pork.
No, he's like, "Good day, chaps. What's for dinner? I would like a pork."
So
a pork?
It's like pork chops.
Oh.
So Wichita is crappy enough to not want
yeah,
to
basically
carry...
I called them, and they said that Wichita will not receive any iPhones on the first shipment. The
Why?
Closest place
wow.
is Kansas City or Oklahoma City.
Why not?
Because
there's
pretty
not a
much
demand
God
for
pooped
them.
And made Wichita.
Apparently.
That's pretty much the only way I can explain
okay.
it.
Me and my dad were talking about this one time, and I do have to admit that Wichita is a lot better than Oklahoma.
Okay.
What's not?
Lucas is biased because his girlfriend lives there.
Okay,
no,
Lucas,
and because I used to live there.
Okay, Nick's out the brook. And think about Oklahoma. Think about that. Think about how trashy Tulsa and Oklahoma City are. That is the garbage can of America.
Actually,
wow, America.
No, Tulsa
actually,
is really not.
Iowa
Lucas,
is the garbage
Lucas
can.
Lucas and I used to live in Broken Arrow, which is a suburb of Tulsa. Tulsa's a lot cleaner and nicer looking now than it was about 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
They've cleaned it up a lot. They've done a lot of renovations downtown.
It's a lot.
Of course.
Nice.
It's a
you
lot.
You can say the same thing about Wichita.
No, yes. but the thing.
The gangs have successfully moved out
but the
of downtown
thing is,
and now
lot more
college.
There's a lot more to do in Tulsa than there is here.
No, I don't know.
I don't believe that either. See, I personally think that there's a lot more to do when you're younger. when you guys lived in Tulsa when you were 13, there was a crap ton of stuff to do.
Yes.
That's true.
That's true. I will say, though, that Tulsa's a lot more pleasing on the eyes than Wichita.
That's why I
there
never
are at least
my house.
Trees and green things that grow.
Hey, I've got a giant
grass
green thing.
Whereas
there
here,
that's not
the grass is brown.
Uh-huh.
There, the grass is green. So
well, I never leave my house, so I don't know.
But see, the problem is that if you step 1 foot outside of Tulsa,
there's like thousands of Indians
in
red dirt.
It's Hickville, and so it's like everybody in Oklahoma City at least wears a cowboy hat.
What was that word? A cowboy
hat? A
cowboy
hat. Yes, a cowboy hat. I can do an amazing hick accent. Don't even get me started.
That was pretty bad.
It was. It was amazing.
Yeah, Lucas, because your English accent is so amazing.
Yeah, I know.
It went from, good day, chaps, to, I don't know where the iPhone is.
I'm give you 50 cups for your
Wait, that's an error.
Oh,
not
and actually, will, I will actually trade you 50 camels for your daughter if you want to do that.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for listening. Hope you're enjoying the best of that you've never heard. This is going to be our last segment. It's a long one, but it's a good one. This is from the very first episode we ever did. This is the first time we ever tried the Billboard Top 5. First time we ever had Malachi or Whitney or Sarah and Lucas on the show. Okay, this is our first episode ever at the very beginning of the episode. This is actually right after I got done saying the phone number for the first time, we played this segment. This segment is us basically talking about music. We start with the Billboard 5, but we kind of get off sidetracked and start talking about other just type of music like Timbaland and Marilyn Manson is how we end up. So this is going to be the last segment. I will come and I will sign you off after this segment. Really hope you enjoy it.
Flossy.
It is.
Apparently that's the new
flossy,
word.
Flossy.
The new...
I thought it was flouncy.
What word am I looking for here?
I thought it was flouncy.
Ghetto.
No, we can't
flouncy.
Say... What is the word?
Ebonics.
Ebonics. Here we go. Word
Glamorous.
For ice? What?
I don't know what it is. It's like rich or something.
Ice, rock. Wait, that's like cocaine.
It's kind of annoying to me. I hate how it changes. You know, I'm just going to start saying jewelry. You know, just...
Wow, that really mixes it up.
I'm getting pretty sick of Fergie, honestly. But anyway, since we're on that subject, let's reset and go to the Billboard charts. Okay, Billboard's this week. The top five selling albums this week.
Oh, God.
Now, Whitney and Malachi have already been previewed to this. And I know you guys are going to love it, okay? Especially the number one album this week, which Sarah knows what it is. So really, Lucas the intern is the only one who doesn't know what the top
I can't even see the screen.
Is this week. You're not supposed to see the screen. That's the beautifulness of it. Okay, here we go. Number five this week is Whitney's favorite artist. That's T-Pain. Everybody
T-Pain!
Knows
that.
T-Pain!
I just like that song.
Are you going to start saying it drank now, Malcolm?
Drank.
I always said drank.
Random black man just ran
you
up and used my
he
microphone.
He stole the idea from
he
you.
Did. Just, yes. Just
I,
like that.
I believe that there are spies that, you know, listen to our cell phone calls and then they call Hollywood and tell
Dory,
everyone.
Dory the fish off Finding Nemo is actually my mother. Her name
oh,
is...
Oh,
wow.
No.
Oh, I know.
Actually, did you figure that one out? No.
That was cool.
I did.
That's right.
Okay, I have no idea what that was and what that meant.
Neither do I. But then again, I don't understand.
Government
anything.
Is stealing my life.
Anyway, moved up this week on the Billboard charts.
Lord.
Maroon 5 makes you wonder. This is actually a song that kind of deserves to be up there.
Yes.
At least out of every song up, I think that one deserves to be up there.
I still
there.
Hate Maroon 5.
Like
Maroon 5
that
sucks,
one Mexican
kind of.
Singer
that one made me think of dying.
Who's popular in like
Enrique
yeah.
Iglesias?
Yeah.
Exactly.
For some reason, the music in that song just really made me think about him, and I was like,
his nasty mole.
My friend was like obsessed with him, and she put stickers of him all over my Bible.
What?
Oh.
What a sacrilegious place for
I
to
know.
Be.
Because my mom saw him and she yelled at me when I was little and I was
wrong. Wasn't that my Bible?
No, it was my Bible. You more
Lucas,
I wanted to send it to school.
You put your own stickers on your Bible.
Yeah.
And it was Justin Timberlake and Ricky Martin and...
Oh, no, actually, I did. I did have a sticker of Ricky Martin in my Bible.
That's very frightening. That's probably something you shouldn't have admitted to the public.
Yeah, I know.
That's something that could stick with you
I
for a very long time.
I do not know how it got in there. I do not remember. I was probably on cocaine.
That started Lucas's present-day infatuation with male Mexicans like Malachi.
Ooh.
Yes,
that's true. Anyway, on to the next song,
and
number
Michael
3.
Mendes.
This is probably the oldest guy that's been on the Billboard charts in probably like 10 years. He's 65. And Malachi says his new song is genius.
It is.
That's what he says.
It actually is.
Yeah, this is Paul McCartney. Memory Almost Full is the name of his thing. It's this song.
Everybody gonna dance tonight.
It's genius.
Oh,
he's a mandolin and whistle.
Right.
Yeah, everybody and we're two tuck tails.
It just amazes me that he's not dead yet.
Well,
he's only 65.
A little
bit. Yeah.
But everybody else is dead. What song is that, Seth?
John Lennon's the only one that's dead, isn't he?
No. All of them are dead except for him
Ringo's
and that Ringo.
Not dead.
Him and Ringo.
Yeah, but the other guy, who? Okay, well, Paul,
Rolling Stones
name?
Are still alive, and they're like
they should be
wrinkled.
Dead. They should be taken out and shot. They look
my
so
God.
Bad.
Like a wrinkled
well.
Pieces of paper.
What was that song set that you showed me? A Crinkled. Beatles song where if you play it backwards, it says Paul is dead.
Oh,
I don't know what song
about?
It is, but I know
yes, I can't. I don't know the
you should give a prize
names.
Away to the person that can figure that out.
Why?
Go home
I
and play
that
all
was
your
by
Beatles
a band called Cattle
All I could do is just go to Google
Cattle
and search.
Oh, wait, that is sweet.
Different band.
In the land of Google, asking people to find stuff is very dumb to give prizes to.
It's like,
are you saying I'm
all right,
dumb?
The first person to call in with the answer to 2 + 2 wins a trip to Jamaica.
3.
5.
All right, number 2 7. On the Billboard charts. The song with the greatest hook I've ever heard in my life. This is Fabulous. From Nothing to Something, this is a single. This is a... What's the name of the song, Whitney?
Fergie song?
The Fabulous song.
Glamour?
Well, whatever it is, he says it over and over again.
But baby, you make me better.
That's it, you make me better.
That's
the best
talent
in
music anymore.
I know, it is impressive.
Talent's just not this guy.
There's talent, they just never get popular.
I don't know.
I've decided that it's because people only want to listen to music that they could personally recreate, even if they have no talent.
You make me better.
See?
Did you just play the song game, or is that you?
No, that was me.
Okay, that's amazing.
Thank you. I should go into being
you
fabulous.
You are a star.
I should be fabulous.
You're glamorous.
Yes, thank you.
Flouncy.
All right, anyway. The number one song, Talk of Talent, okay?
I know she's going downtown.
This is Toby Keith.
I can't even listen to country.
What has America done?
Country just really, really, really makes you want to blow my brains out.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Well, that's all they sing about is suicide and their wives leaving them.
Hey, the name of this song is not about suicide. It's about high maintenance woman.
Oh, you know what? You know what song drives me insane? It's by a girl, like, country artist, where she's all talking about how she's going to take her keys
to his car. Underwood.
I hate that girl. I've heard that song, like... Seriously, I hate the buzz.
Hey, she sold 60
what about,
she
now.
Was,
what about
she was the American Idol. How dare
hey,
you?
I know. Hey, what about
she's
I'm
from
in love
Oklahoma.
With a stripper? What about no, I'm in love with a stripper?
I don't know.
She thinks my
I don't know which one's
sexy.
Better. I'm in love with a stripper. I mean, it sounds kind of the same.
Yeah. You know, drink.
At least that one's kind of excused because T-Pain was going to quit his career until he fell in love with the stripper and wrote a song about it.
Wow.
That's a true story.
Really?
That's a true story.
Yeah,
then he got picked up by Akon.
Yeah. That's sad. That's
and
ridiculous.
Now he makes a living singing through a vocoder that makes his voice sound like yes. But that's the Billboard top 5. So just once more, it's number 5 is T-Pain with Epiphany. Maroon 5 won't be soon before long. Paul McCartney, Memory Almost Full. Fabulous from Nothing to Something. And Toby Keith, Big Dog Daddy.
My God.
Okay, Seth.
Yes.
I feel the need to ask Malachi this because maybe he can explain it to us. What's that one Fall Out Boy song? Where
Thanks
they're
for
singing?
The memories?
No. Well, maybe it's not Fall Out Boy. I get confused. They all sound the same to me. It's like, it's not, this ain't a scene.
It's an arms race.
What does that mean?
It's okay, say it again. It's ain't a scene.
This ain't a scene. It's an arms race. Isn't that the name of the song?
Yes.
Well, I can't stand Fall Out Boy because they're talentless hacks. And they used to be really good back in the day. You guys should check out really old Fall Out Boy because they were like indie, almost poppy emo, but now they're just like pop. But I have no idea what they're talking about. A scene? Because they're not in the scene. If you go to the scene, nobody
This is the Timbaland song with Fall Out Boy.
What?
This is the Timbaland song with Fall Out Boy.
Oh, I love this song.
What's so funny?
Haven't you ever heard this song with Timbaland and Fall Out Boy.
Wipe that smile off your face.
Yeah. Haven't you ever heard that, Malachi?
No.
You never heard this song?
I played it for you.
Every second.
I thought... Oh, yeah. This is the Fall Out Boy song.
I had too much rage in me.
It's a little inappropriate. That's Timbaland.
No, that's Fall Out Boy.
This is Timbaland still.
Timbaland has a voice like caramel.
Yes, he does.
It like melts your ears.
Gosh darn. Stinking.
You say this on sound music right there. Okay.
I don't have anything against Timbaland. Except he doesn't seem to do any of the music that I prefer to like. I don't know if anybody else is feeling this way, but I'm really scared for him doing the new Coldplay because I really like Coldplay and I feel like he's going to do something to
it. I'm pretty sure he's not doing Coldplay.
He's not?
I heard. That's what I heard.
Somebody told me he's doing Coldplay.
Someone told him. I don't think he's doing.
I think that Coldplay was shopping around and thinking of Timbaland.
But they're not.
But I don't know. I mean, Timbaland's done. He's doing a lot of weird stuff. Like
he did Bjork lately. I love Bjork.
For instance,
I really do.
Here's a
you have no idea. Not our new stuff.
Here's a Timbaland song that's piano right here off his album Shock Value.
It's so weird.
Yes,
I love it. It's amazing.
Oh, and he's with Elton. He's in
it like
Elton
messes
John's
with your
song.
Mind. Have you ever watched her music videos? The one where she's like underwater, like swimming around.
This is Timbaland. This is One Republic. Apologize, the name of the song. And I'm hearing what
you say, but I just can't. Who's singing?
One Republic. It's the name of the band.
That sounds pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But he did this?
Yeah. But see, it gets a little more. It gets a little more hip hop.
Okay, yeah.
Towards like.
Yeah. See, why did you have to put that in there?
Because he's a hip hop dude.
But I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you just took the human ability to play music and you put it on a computer.
Oh yeah, that's
it's like
true.
You know when there's like talented bands, you know, like that's okay, it gets kind of old, but yeah, the fact is that they did that.
I only feel bad for Timbaland because I know he'll never be able to live up to this. But baby, you make me. This is an amazing hook right here. Sorry, I'm a little bitter about that.
I will say this though, like Seth was showing me some video about Timbaland, and. Seriously, who was it that was over with him?
Busta Rhymes, I think is the video you're talking about.
And he's just sitting there, and he's just like showing a whole bunch of stuff, and then all of a sudden, he just like picks a random beat and just like starts playing on the keyboard, and it sounds like a hit, and I'm like, how can you do that with like three keys?
For
like,
a rap,
that is amazing.
For a rap producer, Timbaland is the best.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
But, I mean, you got to be into rap. I mean, yes. It's just like anything. I mean, yes. It's like Elton John is probably the best piano player ever, but you got to be into gay people singing piano.
Yes.
So fabulous.
Fabulous.
No, did you tell them about that one video you showed me where he's like on some talk show in England and he's having random people from the audience.
This is Elton John, not
Timbaland.
Give
him stuff to make songs about, okay?
And some guy brings him his oven instructions and he sings a song about his oven.
He writes a complete song right there on the spot.
And the lyrics
are
the instructions to this microwave oven. And it's very good.
The instructions to the microwave.
And it's very good. All right. Well, anyway, top five singles on the billboards.
Something about gay people. They've got their wires
they got
crossed.
It.
I don't know how they do it. But anyway, top five
or
singles.
Their wires
not liking girls helps them to be more focused with their music.
No, they don't. Because
girls
they
take up too much brain space.
No, seriously,
like gay boys don't take up space.
You ever notice why musicians are married?
Guys are low maintenance. Girls are like, they absorb your brain and turn it to mush.
Are they successful?
I know. Yeah.
What's their names?
Very.
There you go.
I know. I mean, really rich
isn't
musicians
like,
that are like, you know.
Yeah.
Like on MTV, yeah, of course they're going to be married. But I'm talking about like musicians that like have to travel by themselves. Of course they can't be married.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Okay, let's go to top five singles.
Unless, you know, their wife is in the band.
Or Lucas can keep talking. Let's go to top five singles now on the billboards. Number five this week is the Plain White Tees. Okay.
Mm. When hey he's there, like whacking herself in the face of the microphone.
Hey there, Delilah. Oh, it's what you do to me. Everybody's heard this song now.
Yes.
This song is played on Top 40 Radio right next to this song. How does that work out? I don't understand. I'm sorry, I'm going to play that
we
just randomly.
We can't hear it very well.
I know, I'm not hearing it. I'm sorry.
Neither am I.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, it's better.
This
Thank
song.
You.
Oh, it's what you do to me.
because no band's ever done an acoustic song before.
Yeah,
that's,
for
that's
real.
No way.
Sorry. Anyway, number four. Okay. Buy your train. That went from number one last week.
That's a big drop.
Yeah, it is a big drop.
Because people started listening to it 100 times and then they realized that they were actually stupider.
Climbing. Yeah. Okay. Climbing this week. All right, you ready? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Fergie.
Okay, is this the one that talks about a blanket?
Yes.
How dare she?
Yeah, I know.
That is the most ridiculous lyric I've ever read.
She's like, I love you like a child.
It doesn't even sound like Fergie.
Let Malachi listen to this.
It doesn't even sound like Fergie.
This didn't sound like Fergie when I was on the radio. It's like, who is this piece of crap?
She's got a really weird effect on her voice.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's singing underwater.
She is, Sarah. They actually
secretly Fergie is a mermaid.
Aww,
Fergie is a mermaid.
Secrets
out, Victoria.
Is that an? I'm guessing that's an inside joke.
No, it wasn't.
No.
But
okay. Anyway,
Victoria's,
next.
Can I just?
I'm gonna never mind. Go.
The next song. Well, let's finish the billboards and you can run out of here.
Sexy.
We got two left. The next song is a song that Whitney cannot help but dance to every single time she hears it.
Oh. Okay.
This is actually my song.
I co-produced it with... What I actually thought that they were singing the first time I heard this song.
What, Potty Like a Rock Star?
No. No.
Well, what did they
she
say?
Said,
I didn't think they were saying party. I thought they were saying horny.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, the first time I heard the song, I was like, how can they sing that on the radio? I was like, oh, my God. And then Seth played it for me and told me that they were singing... I saw the name of the song, which is Party Like a Rock Star, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's the Pet Shop Boys. Hey, wasn't it...
Now,
why did I just call them the Pet Shop Boys? Sorry, it's the Shop Boys.
Pet Shop. That was amazing.
I don't know where the frick that came from.
Pet Shop Boys.
They buy a new animal from the pet store every week.
Let's clear our palate with the number one song this week. Also number one last week. It's been on the charts for 10 weeks now. It's been number one for two of them. And it's also number one across Europe.
Wow.
Okay. This is another song. I think I just have enough.
Can I just address America for a second? America. Why are you voting for such such
you don't
nonsense?
Vote for the Billboard chart, do you?
Why?
No, Billboard charts are based on sales.
Yeah, I was gonna say you don't vote for it, but I mean,
see, like, but people had to buy that. The singles aren't. The singles are based on airplay.
Yeah,
but she was number one last week, album sales wise.
I want to know who listens to this song and says this is my favorite song. I danced to this jam.
I couldn't understand what she was saying this one either. I was like Umbrella. I was like Umbrella. What is that word? And then I realized it was Umbrella.
Ella. Ella.
Where the R comes before the E.
Is she like Jamaican or something?
I think so.
Microphone's way over here. She's like Puerto Rican or something, isn't she?
She would have to be, because you're not allowed to talk like that or go A in any song.
She's some kind of Mexican.
She's Canadian A.
She's smoking hot in her new video.
She's really pretty.
Well, I gotta go.
Bye, sexy.
Thanks, Malachi, for showing up.
Have fun with your girlfriend who can now see rated R movies.
What? Oh, yeah.
See you later, Malachi. Oh, here, someone needs to go out there and lock the door behind him. Lucas, your turn. Please go.
Yes, sir.
Give your girlfriend a birthday spanking for me.
Turned it off.
Oh.
There's something going on that we can't hear.
I said, Malachi, give Bree a birthday spanking for me. And he said she won't even let me give her a spanking. And we said, aw.
As in, like, that's sweet or that's very sad?
As in, that's sad that she can't get a spanking from him on her birthday. That's my favorite thing about birthdays.
Birthday spankings. Wow. Good to know. Let's go. Whitney, what were you saying about her?
I'm just saying that she's really pretty, and there's maybe like two or three songs that she's came out with, maybe just two. I don't know.
She sang that one song by Soft Cell, the Tainted Love beat behind it.
Oh, boom, boom, the doo, Unfaithful? Doo, 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 oh, that song. Boom, boom, doo, doo, my doo, sister doo, loves doo, that song. A three-year-old sister.
I was looking at
Jemima,
that song.
That song black.
Has been, that song, Tainted Love by Soft Cell, has been covered by Marilyn Manson also.
No
Marilyn way. Manson did Tainted Love, a cover of Tainted Love.
Nice. I have to listen to that now.
It's really funny about your family, though, because Malachi's a Mexican. you're pretty much white/European. And then your sister Jemima, who's like the whitest baby I've ever seen, is seriously black in her heart.
Oh, I know.
She really is.
I know.
Like, nothing speaks to her but like rap and hip hop.
No, you should. I know. Seriously, you guys need to come over, make a video of her dancing.
We should put it on YouTube and make money.
Yes, it's the funniest thing to watch her dance because she dances black.
Are you serious? You don't make money on
my 3-year-old sister dances black.
Lucas, is your microphone on? Check.
Is it check?
No, like what checks it not?
That was unintelligent.
There you go. Sorry, your microphone was not on over here.
It wasn't.
No. I don't know. I just can't stand this Umbrella song. It just hurts my head when I hear it.
I'm back.
I'm so sick of it. Good listening, America.
This is Marilyn Manson covering The Tainted Love.
This is amazing. I like this.
Marilyn Manson really
I'm going to guess that Marilyn Manson
face and I feel terrified.
I'm going to guess that Marilyn Manson is seriously PO'd though by the fact that Tainted Love is his number 2 downloaded song on iTunes.
Wow.
Marilyn Manson Tainted Love number 2.
Who's number 1?
It's The Beautiful People, a song off Antichrist Superstar or whatever the name of that song is. That album.
Antichrist Superstar.
That's the name of the album.
Yeah, I know.
Hello! Welcome to the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening to this best of. I really hope you enjoyed it. We will be back next week with a brand spanking new episode, okay? This is all be again content you've never heard. And then we will have a show, well, hopefully for a long time before we have another best of. But, you know, I can't really guarantee anything because, you know, if Sarah's grandpa, the reason she left in the first place, not to end on a downer note, is because he's really sick and, could possibly pass away any time, so she went down there to see him. His family went down there to see him, so that's why Sarah and Lucas are gone. So, but they'll be back next week with a full report. I don't know if anything's fun happening down there while they're down there, but we'll find out, and also find out what happened to AJ and where he went and what he's doing. And Matthew will be back, and so we'll have to introduce you to Matthew. And that, before anything else, will probably be the most exciting thing going on next week. It'll be a Friday night show because Saturday, me and Sarah are probably going to go to Lawrence. And, you know, because she deserves a vacation and I gotta propose sometime, so maybe I'll do that then. But anyway, regardless of what's going on, you can call the show next Friday, 201-793-SHOW, 201-7469. That's our phone number. Email us anytime, theshow@duo.com. And don't forget the $250 contest going on right now. Write the best rap lyrics for me and Lucas to rap on the air. And that'll be coming up in a couple weeks. And next week, the results of the survey that our listeners sent in, and the winner, and what prize he's going to get. That's all next week on the show.